also in Parashat Ekev we have the Parashat Shema, the first two Parashiyot, Shema and Avta, and actually Shema and we have Vayah, Parashat Vayah, Shema and Avta is in Vayet Hana. And the Pasuk says, "Lema'an yirbu yimechem v'yimev b'nechem al ha'adama asher nishba adama l'avodechem l'atet lahem k'me ha'shamayim ala alef." So the Torah goes out of its way to say that those that lived in Eretz Yisrael, they have arikut shamim. "Lema'an yirbu yimechem v'yimev b'nechem al ha'adama." I didn't do a survey, I didn't do a study, but we do believe the Torah is emet, and if that's the case, must be that the life expectancy of the people that live in Israel is higher than the life expectancy of the people that live outside of Israel. Because the Pasuk says, "Lema'an yirbu yimechem v'yimev b'nechem al ha'adama." We say it every single day. So it's well known, the Gemara, we've discussed it many times, in Berachot, the Gemara is in Berachot, on Daf Chet. Amru led Rabbi Yohanan, so they told Rabbi Yohanan, Ikasa Bebe Babel, they told him that there's old people living in Babel. That's what they told Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan was in Israel. Rabbi Yohanan was chief rabbi in Israel. So they told Rabbi Yohanan, "We heard that there's old people living in Babylonia." Ika sabeh b'bavel. Tama. He was shocked. He said, "Can't be." The Amar lema'an yirbu yimechem yimei b'nechem ala adama ketiv. It says that long life is exclusive to ala adama, Israel. Aba b'chutz la'aretz lo. But not for Tzla'ar, it's to eat. It's just the fact that Rabbi Yohanan had so much imunan of Pasuk, that they're coming and telling him Edut, but the Edut means nothing against the Pasuk. That means he'll take the written word of the Torah over, you know, people, the students that are coming to tell him Ikasa Mebibabel. Ella must be, he made a mistake, must be they didn't see right. The Pasuk is a Pasuk. So it says, "Kivam de amru de amri le." So they told them, "Mekadme u'machashche lebe kineshta." So they told them that they got up early to go to the Bet Knesset, and they also stayed late to the Bet Knesset. That she says, "Ma'arichim de Bet Knesset." Ma'arichim. They're not in and out. They stay long in the Bet Knesset. He says, "Amar, haynu de'ahanu lihu." Now I understand. Now I understand why they have a long life. Kida Amar, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi, Libne, Rabbi Yehoshua told his children, "Kadimu v'hashichu." Get up early and go to the Bet Knesset and come back to the Bet Knesset at night. "Ve'aylu de Bet Knishta, yechi de Torchu hayeh." So you'll get long life. So we see something amazing in Rabotai. That the attendance to the Bet Knesset is good for your health. Synagogue attendance is good for your health. People go to the Bet Knesset. Again, I didn't do a survey, but I have to accept the words of the Gemara. They're going to live longer life. And the longer you stay in the Bet Knesset, you come early, you stay, you read Tehillim first, you go to a shiur, you pray, you have a class after. So those people that stay, so when your wife says, "What are you doing so long in the Bet Knesset?" You have to tell her that. "Well, you want me to die? You want to kill me? I'm going to get life. I'm going to check in the life." Which means she doesn't ask you, "How come you're so long in the gym? Right? You went to the gym to work out. How come you're so long in the gym?" "Oh, that's good. Well, exercise." So, the gym also brings life to a person. But the Beit Knesset is, it's not spiritual. No, it's not spiritual. It's physical life. Spiritual, of course. I don't need to give my not to say when you come to Beit Knesset, you get a spiritual life. That's for sure you're going to get a spiritual life. That's pashut. The Hadush of the Gemara is physical life. You're going to live a long life. Today everybody's looking for different ways to extend life expectancies. And the Gemara is telling you over here that, besides drinking green tea, the next thing is to come to the Beit Knesset. Come to the Beit Knesset morning and night. It adds life to a person. We have to do all these things that add life. Whatever adds life to a person, we have to jump on those mitzvot. The Gemara says, anybody that reads time Mikra Bahat Targum, Marichin Lo Yamav. Finished. So you have to be, foolish not to take these ideas of Chazal. The Gemara says, Utsakata Filmi Mavet. That tzedakah, giving charity, that saves you from. So, you have to put all these things together, and then Be'ezat Hashem, you get a Arichut Yamin. Anyway, that's the Gemara. It's a very important Gemara. It reveals to us a secret that somehow when you enter these walls over here, you're entering a health area. It's a healthy place for you. And somehow it can add years to your life. I don't want to explain it, physically, although I can explain it according to the, the physics, the secular way of it, understanding. When a person comes to the Beit Knesset, the Gemara says, O Havruta O Metuta. It says the person thrives where he has friends, where he has a group. The Gemara says, a person who's alone, so they get depressed and they wither away. Yeah. The Gemara says, "Lo tov yot adam lebado." It's not good for people to be alone. You need to be part of a group of people, something like that. The Baalei Musar say that there was a, the famous story of Job. So the Satan told God, of course Job is religious. He has everything, all the amenities of life. He's a wealthy guy, he has wife, he has children, he has daughters. So, why shouldn't he be religious? Why don't you take away some of his perks, and we'll see if he remains religious. So, God said to Satan, you have a bet. So the Satan systematically started to take away, one by one. One by one, he started to take away all his assets. And at the end, Job had nothing. And Job comes along and says, Hashem Natan, Hashem Lakah. God gave me, God took from me. May the name of God be blessed. And the Chozot, with all that, Job did not, question God. And that's the first two chapters of the book of Job. The rest of the next 40 chapters is the story of how his friends came to him and, tried to console him. Give him a piyus, give him a consolation during his difficult times. So the Baalei Musar say, you see, Yov had friends. So God told the Satan, you could take everything away from Yov, but you can't kill him. So he took away his money, he took away his wife, he took away his children, he took away his health. The Gemara compares it to a breaking a barrel of honey, but not losing any of the honey. Very, very delicate balance that the Satan has to, bring Eov to the brink, but he can't kill him. He's got to keep the honey inside of him. Not an easy trick for Satan, so he had to bring him to the brink. So the Baalei Musar asked, one of Eov's assets were his friends. I mean, you see, his friends came to console him. And it was a big part of Eov's recovery. So they say, how come the Satan didn't take away Eov's friends? And the Mefarshim say, because that would have killed him. That would have killed him. So you see that Harbeh Chavra Osa, The Chevra does a lot for a person. Yeah. And a person's part of a kahal. You're part of a group. So you have a certain camaraderie, and everybody worries about each other, everybody cares about each other. Guy walks into the shul, hey, look at all, good to see you, Jack. Hey, welcome, come sit over here. You feel good. Gives you a... And all of a sudden they give him an aliyah, b'chavot, take an aliyah. Hey, chazak baruch, chazak baruch. But he stands up for the guy. He feels good for his self-esteem. So the coming to the Bet Knesset, it gives the guy life. Because it builds him up. He's part of a group. He has friends. He has, you know, even if he's not the smartest guy in the shi'ur or the, you know, kabanot and all that, he's present. He's present. So just being present, you're part of something. And when you're part of something, it's good. It's healthy. It's healthy for your brain. It's healthy for your body. It's a very important point of both types. Nothing else. You go to the shul to be part of a kahal. You got to be part of the shul. You have to be part of a. You have to be part of a kahal. You know, it doesn't say that you need a rabbi. It's not the rabbi. It's the group. It's the kahal. You see, even people who don't like to come to shul necessarily, but they make minyanim in the house because you need a hadra. You have to be you have to have the hadra. Of course, it's not the same when you have a rabbi. You know, you can probably fly a plane without a pilot also today. But it's not the smartest. It's not the same. It's not the same when you have a pilot in the cockpit. Than if you have a minyan without a rabbi. But nonetheless, it's the Hadar Shita. Anyway, there's a famous Maharsha over here. We always hear it. Let's read it inside once and for all. The Maharsha is on the Gemara Berachot Daf Chet. So the Gemara over here says, the Gemara says like this. Gemara says, sometimes hard to find it over here. Let's see over here. Zafet Hadusha Agadot. Haosek Batora Megaim Leet Metzo Adif Amikulam Tsunim Bahalacha. Gadot Anehene Zaharu Bezaken. It could be in Mahadura. This is Mahadura Aleph. Could be from Mahadura Batra. Let's go slow, Rabotai. Let's find it properly. The Gaon Maharsha, even if I don't see it in the Maharsha, it's in another place, I'll show it to you. The Maharsha asks a question, which is an obvious question. He says, Rabbi Yochanan initially came along and said that long life is only in Eretz Yisrael. Leman yirbu yimechem v'mebenechem al ha'adama. So the students come along and say, they go to shul. So Rabbi Hanan says, I knew that, I knew that. So he must have fell off of his original assumption. His original assumption is what? That long life is in Israel. And then he says, oh, they go to shul? So I forget about Israel. I mean, he was so dead set initially on Al Adama. Then they tell him, they go to shul. Okay, very nice to get a shul. And they make berachot. And they give tzedakah. What is one to the other? Bottom line, they're not al ha'adama. That's the Maharsha's question. And
They started from Israel.
So that's one answer. One answer, they originated from Israel. But that's not what they answered.
I know.
They should have told them that then. They should have told the rabbi, oh, all these guys are Israeli citizens. They all came on the boat from Israel, so therefore they have Israel blood in them. But they didn't say that. They said they go to shul. They go to shul. What do they got to do with the other? They go to shul. So big deal, they go to shul. So the Kli Yakar over here, I'll just speak for the shah. He quotes it over here, and he says over here, וקשה על תירוץ זה, כי עדיין הקושיה במקומה עומדת. The question is still there. שהרי בפסוק זה אמר, the פסוק says, סתם על האדמה. ומהכן נמד לומר שפסוק זה מדבר דווקא בזמן שנוכים בית הכנסת. Which means, according to the Yohanan, the way he's learning the פסוק is that which we say, that the man ירבו ימיכם וימי בניכם על האדמה, so that's over there talking about that על האדמה is if you live in Israel, but if you're in חוץ לארץ and you don't go to בית כנסת, you'll get a short life. But if you go to בית כנסת, you also get a little. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? We don't say that. The Pasuk says על האדמה. Now he's giving a new Hiddush. There's two things. There's either you live in Israel or you go to shul in חוץ לארץ. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? So he comes along and says, "When Ele Faresh, according to a Gemara in Megillah, page 29, Atidim Bate Knesiot Ubate Midrashot Shebechutz La'aretz Sheikvu Be'eretz Yisrael." Famous Gemara. The Gemara says that the synagogues in Chutz La'aretz, when Mashiach comes, eventually are going to, you know, uproot, and they're going to move all to Eretz Yisrael. And one day, this Bet Knesset that we're in now, the Bet Knesset that we're in Brooklyn, the Bet Knesset that you're in Florida, that you're talking about, all these Bet Knesset Yod are going to lift up one day and going to all move to Eretz Yisrael. Beam Ken, this is an amazing line of the Kli Yakar. Ha'adama shebechol Bet Knesset Yod shechom sa'aretz, zuhi ha'adama shel Eretz Yisrael. The land, the ground of a Bet Knesset of Chutz La'aretz as a din of the ground of Israel. She'areh la'atid yikva Hashem Bet Knesset ha'binyan ba'karka mikol v'kol Eretz Yisrael. Because God's not going to take a piece of Chutz La'aretz and bring it into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh. So must be that where the Bet Knesset is, that land already must be at Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. God's not going to bring Kansas City to Eretz Israel. You cannot bring the Chutz La'aretz this Tum'at, Eretz Ha'amim. The Halakha says that Eretz Ha'amim has Tum'ah. How can you bring the Tum'ah into Eretz Israel? And now with every Bet Knesset is going to come with the earth underneath it. Ela must be that the way Hashem created the world. Every spot where there's a Bet Knesset, that ground is not America. That ground is not Chutz La'aretz. And that's why the Gemara says Atidim, because it's possible. Because if it wasn't Eretz Yisrael, it would be impossible to replant them in Eretz Yisrael. V'im ken, v'day ha'adama hi admat kodesh. The land of the synagogue is admat kodesh. V'helek min admat Eretz Yisrael. And how many times you hear this in Dush? It's an amazing, amazing thing. So he says, "V'hamashkim v'hamagarim b'chol yom d'batekinesiyot." So now, if a guy goes to shul every day, in the morning and in the afternoon and in the evening, domek yidu b'chol yom u'omed al adama. So where is he? He's in Israel. Oh, u'mekayem bo yehud eman yirbu yimechem yivenechem al adama. Amazing. So therefore you see over here, Sar Sida Rav Yochanan was saying there's two Ala Adamas. There's the Ala Adama of Eretz Israel proper, and then there's another Ala Adama. There's the Ala Adama of Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz also has an Ala Adama. Amazing thing. That means the Kiddushah of Eretz Israel is all the way reaches here. So therefore, the Zohar HaKadosh says that, you know, every spot that they built the Beit Knesset, they say that, well, Ami Marsha, everybody knows that Kli Yakar. That Kli Yakar is well known. But it's good to repeat it. So that's like, when you come to Beit Knesset, you're in Israel. We've explained it, I heard it from once one of the chief rabbis, that when you go to an embassy of a country, it's like you're in that country. Now, if I'm in Hong Kong and I make it to the American embassy, so in that moment I'm in America. So they can't touch me. I'm bound by American law, and that's you know, in that building. So a Bet Knesset is like the Israeli embassy. Wherever I am in the world, I get to the Bet Knesset, I'm in the Israeli embassy, in the Israeli embassy. That's it. So now I have the dean of Eretz Yisrael. But you can't hold me accountable to, you know, any chutzpah aris rules over here. Chutzpah aris, maybe there's no not long life, but Eretz Yisrael, there's long life. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I get all the perks of Eretz Yisrael. So now, in Gemara Megillah Chapter, that's where it says that the synagogues are going to be supplanted into, you know, Eretz Yisrael. So there's a Maharsha over here. Let's see if I have better luck in this Maharsha. That's like a guy. I know it's like a guy. So he says over here, Chapter.
So Rabbi, his opinion, what he once said about the people that want to delay.
So look what it says in the Maharsha. What are you saying?
No, the people said that there was one opinion that said that they were there and then they left. That's
Simo's opinion.
Oh.
It's his opinion. I happen to say maybe it's an opinion, but I never heard it anyway besides today. It's the first time I heard it. And you're repeating it. I heard it twice. I heard it twice now. So he says over here, amazing Hiddush. He says an amazing Hiddush. Atidim batei kenesiyot shiyikbe'u be'eretz Yisrael. But the batei kenesiyot of Chutz La'aretz are going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Ba'al davar ze yesh lechaven b'mizmor. Samachti ba'omrim li bet Adonai nelech. Ze ha'mizmor, this mizmor over here, I'm just talking about, begalut ne'emar. It was in the exile. ששמחתי באומנים לי בית השם נלך שוב בית הכנסת תביד המנך ששמחתי באומנים לי בית השם when the people told me they're going to the בית כנסת I was very happy שמחתי באומנים לי בית אדוני נלך why? Because עומדות היו רגלינו בשערי ירושלים because when we go to the בית כנסת מחוץ לארץ עומדות היו רגלינו בשערי ירושלים it's like we're standing in ירושלים so therefore שמחתי באומנים לי when a guy tells me no, come to the בית כנסת it's unbelievable I just came back from Yerushalayim and HaKodesh. Ki'ilu omdot ayu reglenu bebet ha-bebet. That's what he says here. Ki'ilu omdot ayu reglenu bebet ha-migdash Yerushalayim. Now that line over there, you have to underline. He comes along and says that the Bet Knesset is not stamp, it's going to be put in Yerushalayim. That way we always understood. You know, or we thought it's going to move to Israel. Now it's saying that the Bet Knesset in the Chutz La'aretz has a deen of Bet HaMikdash. I'm reading Maharsha again. Omdot ayu raglenu bebet HaMikdash b'Yerushalayim. V'lachen samachti b'alichati lebet HaKnesset. Ki'ilu bati lemikdash. Why? Lefi Yerushalayim ha-Benuya, Jerusalem is going to be built, ki'il shuberah. Now, Rabotai, if you've never heard this Maharsha, you have to put on your seatbelt what this Maharsha is going to say now. He says, La'atid labo, when Mashiach comes, Ye Bet HaMikdash Gadol Ki Yerushalayim. The Bet HaMikdash is going to be as big as the whole Jerusalem. It's not going to be just a temple mount over there, you know, small little area. They're going to extend the Bet HaMikdash to the whole area of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim ba'olam hazeh. V'Yerushalayim yeh gadol kechol Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalayim is going to be as big as the whole Eretz Yisrael. So if everybody's going to be worried, hey, I want to live in Yerushalayim. Everybody's going to live in Yerushalayim. The whole Eretz Yisrael is going to have a deen of Yerushalayim. V'azeh amar, ma ta'am yeh Bet HaMikdash la'atid kol kach gadol? Why is the Bet HaMikdash La'atid Labo? Why does it have to be so big? And in this Hiddush, Lefi Shebirushalayim Benuya La'atid Yechubera La'yachdav. What's Yechubera? There's going to be a connection. We're going to connect the Batek and the Siyot of Chutz La'aretz to the Bet HaMikdash. That means this is a tremendous Hadush of Naharsha. That means not only do we say we're moving them to Israel, it's going to be annexed to the Beit HaMikdash. That means the Beit HaMikdash, area, or campus, we'll call it, it's going to be made up of thousands of thousands of satellites by taking it to Europe. And that's all going to be part of their campus. So when you enter the campus of the Beit HaMikdash, they're going to have a map. Lawrence Avenue Synagogue over there, Edmund Safra Synagogue over there, this synagogue. So in the Beit HaMikdash campus. The campus is going to be made up of course, you're going to have the main building as well, of the Beit HaMikdash proper. But all the satellite synagogues are going to be on the Chelek of the Beit HaMikdash. This is a stunning revelation of the Maharsha. Now he comes along and says, the Beit Yerushalayim Ebinuya, Kiyesh Chubera, Rotze Lomar, Al Pi Shav Mevedash, okay, explains it over here, Sheyehe Chubera LeMikdash, Kol HaMekomot, Shel Batek Kereshot Shehu Ba'olam Hazeh, Venimsa Atav Begalut, Shani Omed Beit Knesset. Today, I'm in the Beit Knesset in Galut, Haleu Makom HaMikdash, Bufe. That is the Makom HaMikdash. Finish. You're in the Beit HaMikdash. We just upped the ante. Rabotai, you don't understand what I'm saying. We just upped the ante. You thought till now you come to Beit Knesset as the Dean of Eretz Israel. But now the Gaon Maharsha is saying, they don't fool them because they don't hear it. They don't get it. When they come home, is that what he said? They didn't register, I don't think, with a lot of the guys. La'atid yechovelan l'mikdash yardaf kol ha'mikomot shel batek k'nesiyot shehu ba'olam hazeh v'nimtza ata b'galut she'ani omed b'beit ha'knesset hare hu makom ha'mikdash kufeh.
Wow.
Now, that's an amazing hadush of the Gaon Maharsha. And if that's the case, so we understand a few things. If you come along and analyze, I'm going to tell you one hadush. If you analyze the question that the particular student puts the Aleph have the deen of Eretz Israel, up the ante have a deen of Beit Mikdash. The Prophet, when he refers to the synagogue that puts the Aleph, what did he say? The Prophet has said, "Va'ahi lahem leMikdash me'at." That the Nabi was very careful when he referred to a Beit Knesset. He called it a Mikdash Me'at. We always call that a Beit Knesset, Mikdash Me'at. That's not just hyperbole. That's not exaggerated terminology. It's a Mikdash Me'at. It means it's a miniature Beit HaMikdash. It's not Stam. There's a Sefer called Alvei Nachal. The Sefer Alvei Nachal says, a big Hadush, I'm giving it out to you so you can use it the next time you have a campaign to collect for a synagogue. He comes along and he says that anybody that donates money to build a synagogue, it'll be compared to as if he donated money to build the Beit HaMikdash. Somebody's going to come along and say he wants to be part of the Beit HaMikdash. I want to be part of the Beit HaMikdash. No, you can't be part of the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is going to come down ready built. There are rich guys that want to be involved in building the Beit HaMikdash. Sorry. The Beit HaMikdash comes down ready built. You can't be part of it. Says the Alvei Nachal, you're wrong. Because your synagogue that you pray in is going to be part of the Beit HaMikdash's campus. And who's going to get the credit of that zechut? The guy who supported the Beit Knesset. So a guy that supports the Beit Knesset and builds the Beit, puts his money in the Beit Knesset, you're investing in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, that's an incredible thing. God comes, what do we particularly feel for? I need fuel for. I don't give the shoes. Every guy has a stupid policy, what they give to, what they don't give to. I don't give the shoes. Okay, good. You don't give to. So you don't give to the Beit HaMikdash. Good. So what do you give to? To the Knesset, to the church? What do you give to if you don't give to the Beit HaMikdash? No, he only gives to Haknasat Kala. He only gives to bride. But you're on the shoe, where you need to get married. You need a shoe, you got to get married somewhere. They don't think. They have the unique. They get to everything. But one of the things that has to be on the list, you just got to get to the Beit HaMikdash. That's a very stunning hadith of Darbe Nahar. Ba'atuli Mikdash. So therefore, oh, it comes out according to this, and this part of the Derash, we heard, if you remember, Rabbi Freeman said this part of the Hadith right. Now. He said, so therefore, what's the benefit of going to a Beit Knesset that you live long life? What's the, so I explained it physically, because you have friends. You get Aliyah, you get Hazak Baruch, you get good self-esteem. But he explained it because what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? One of the first things it says is that God's going to take the Satan and going to kill him. Bilah mavet anetzach. Ve'ata kadosh baruch hu v'shachat l'shochet. That's why, for example, in the Beit HaMikdash, you're not allowed to have metal. You cannot have a klezayin in the Beit HaMikdash. Why? Because the mizbeach cannot be made out of metal. Why not? When you're making the stones of the Beit HaMikdash, you cannot use a metal instrument to carve the stone. You have to use Halfon's special scissors that he bought for the Shusik, I guess. I don't know what he's doing. But anyway, you can't use a clean Zion. Because the Gemara says, the Mizbeach is in order to bring long life. And the clean Zion is... Kulkuma. Oh, come on, that's like the Kisama. So the Torah comes along and says the Mizbeach is bringing life to a person. It's not proper to use a weapon that shortens the life. So you see, the Beit HaMikdash is a place that brings life to a person. Why? Because when the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, the Satan is out of business. At that time of the third Beit HaMikdash, there's not going to be a death penalty because the Satan is going to be destroyed. That's one of the orders of the day. Now, Rabbi Friedman said in his Zeraz in our synagogue that day, he said, so very, very good. He says, if you're coming to the Beit Knesset, so as the dean of the Beit HaMikdash, in the Beit HaMikdash already there's no Satan. In Pagam Mecha Menuvazu Mashiach the Beit HaMikdash. What does it say? If the Menuvaz, the Satan grabs you, bring him to the Beit HaMikdash. And the Beit HaMikdash, he has no power. So therefore, the Beit Knesset, which is the dean of the Beit HaMikdash, is the end Satan, the end Pega, the end Klum. But there's more than that. Because if you know about the Beit HaMikdash, this is what he said, but I'm going to add to it. What he said was, we know that the Beit HaMikdash has shlishim. Each one of the Beit HaMikdash is connected one of the Avot. Beit HaMikdash HaRishon is connected Abraham. And Abraham Avinu called the first Beit HaMikdash, he referred to it as a mountain. Har Hashem Yira'eh. He called it as a mountain, the Temple Mount. He called it the Temple Mount. That's Abraham's name. Yitzhak Avinu, like Rabbi Rahamim says, is a Sadeh. Because Yitzhak Avinu said, Ve'yaseh Yitzhak Lasu Abba Sadeh. So that's the field, which is also considered the Sadeh. Siyon Sadeh Tehadash. Sadeh. Yaakov Avinu referred to it as a Bayit. He referred to it as a house. En Zeki Im Bet Elohim. He referred to it as a, and that's the third Beit HaMikdash, which is a, so, since the third Beit HaMikdash is connected, Yaakov Avinu has something unique about him more than any of the Avot. Gemara says in Ta'anit up here, Yaakov Avinu lo met. He never died. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Valo Hantu Hantaya, the Kabru Sabdu Sabdaya, the Kabru Kabraya. They buried him. He said, what should I do? Mikra Ani Doresh. It's a Pasuk. Yaakov, it doesn't say that he died. The Mefarshim say that when the Jewish people came out of Egypt, the Pasuk says, Vayar Yisrael et Yad Gedola. That Yisrael saw the outstretched hand. The Mefarshim is only Vayar, Yisrael is plural. It's to say Vayiru Yisrael. They said, no, that's Yisrael referring to Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu was standing at Yam Suf Vayar Yisrael Lefiyad Gedola. Yaakov Rabinu lo met. And in every generation, Yaakov Rabinu is alive somewhere. Okay, well, it doesn't say Abraham Avinu lo met. It doesn't say Yitzhak lo met. Yeah, by Abraham, by what do you call it? By Yaakov, there's a certain inyan of lo met, which fits in good, because if he's the third Beit HaMikdash, and the third Beit HaMikdash we say is Bila Mavet LaNetzach, so therefore that third Beit HaMikdash is connected to Yaakov. So therefore, it's very good, the connection between the Beit HaMikdash and the Beit Knesset, because it's Yaakov's Beit HaKnesset. It's Yaakov's Beit HaMikdash. But it even goes more than that. And here's a hadith. Because if you remember in Parashat Vayetzeh, hey, we have a Bamidbar, a Mekorot Gedolot. Look what it says in Parashat Vayetzeh. Vayetzeh Yaakov ben Shava, Vayelech Haran. So he went to Haran. Remember, he was running away from his brother, so he had to go to Haran. Vayezgav b'makom. All of a sudden it says he encountered the place. He encountered the place. Mayad and Sham Tibah Shemit. So he went to sleep over there. So that she says, what do you mean what happened? What is Vayezgav b'makom? So he comes along and says, Vayezgav. Tibah Shemit, the sun came down. So the Pasuk says that she comes along and writes, that Vayiskab b'makom ahu, okay, fine. So the Pasuk says that Yaakov was traveling, and all of a sudden he passed the Beit HaMikdash, and he got to Haran. And all of a sudden he realized, did I just leave the area of the Beit HaMikdash? I didn't pray there? So he made a U-turn to go back. You know the story? He went to Haran. When he got to Haran, he said, my gosh, what a ayib. I walked away from the Temple Mount. I just walked right by it. I'm making a U-turn. I'm going back to the Temple Mount. So if I go to Laban Tashu, there's right, it was different. Not gonna, no Lord. So the Pasuk says, Lelamedcha shekapsa lo ha'aret. Vayifga b'makom. Now why did it say Vayifga? Vayifga means he prayed. It said Vayifalel. Vayifalel, he prayed. No, Vayifga means it's a sudden language. He encountered it. As if it was a boom. So what does it say over here? It says Sikapsa no ha'aret. So I'm telling you now. It doesn't say that he was flown to the aret. It says Kapsa no ha'aret. That the Aref came to him. That's a big hadush. Don't underestimate what it's saying in Rashi. Rashi could have said one of two things. Who nikfas leha Aref? Like Baba Sali, like Abu Hsira, like Yaakov Abu Hsira, Bala Shafi'a. Or the first, he's on the Shafi'a, and he missed the boat. So they told him the boat left. He said, no problem, he got on the Shafi'a, and he flew to the boat. And he made the boat. They said, why didn't he just fly? Do we have to go? Why do you have to go to the boat? Okay, that's the question on the story. You don't ask questions on the story. Anyway, the point is, so Yaakov could have flown to, no, for some reason, Katsa no ha'aret. So the Belzer Rebbe says over here, amazing thing. He said, it was at this moment that Yaakov Avinu was involved in a tremendous tikkun. First of all, Ayitachin, that Yaakov Avinu is going to pass the Holy Land and not stop off and make a tefillah. Very, very hard to imagine. It's like a guy says, he went to Israel, and he's there for 10 days, and then he's in the airport. You know, I didn't go to the Kotel. Richie's Pizza, he went. Masada, he went. Ben Yehuda, gave one. To all these things, they went. The first thing, you go straight to the Kotel. You're going to get the Kotel? But Yaakov Avinu forgot. What was he doing, Bichla, that he forgot? He cannot forget. Elay, he says the Belzer Rebbe that Yaakov was involved in a big item over here. he was saying, Am Yisrael is going to be in Galut for many years. And I need to be Moshech, the Kiddushah of Yerushalayim and the Kiddushah of the Beit HaMikdash, to Chutz La'aretz. That's not a small thing. To bring the Kiddushah of Eretz Yisrael to the Makom HaMikdash, that's a hard job in itself, but it's Eretz Yisrael. But to bring Kiddushah of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, that takes a big kavanah. So he gets to Chutz La'aretz, and all of a sudden he starts to kavanot. Ekshav, is it possible that I didn't go to the play? All these things are kavanot of Yaakov Abinu, and all of a sudden it worked. The Kiddushah of Eretz Yisrael comes to Haran. That's the first Bet Knesset in Chutz La'aretz. The first Bet Knesset in Chutz La'aretz was this Bet Knesset of Yaakov Abinu. Bet Yaakov. Bet Yaakov Lechuv Elilcha. It's the first time you have a Bet Knesset outside the land. But which Bet Knesset was it? It was the Beit HaMikdash. It was the Beit HaMikdash. So Yaakov Avinu is the one that's able to be Moshech this Kiddushah. And rightfully so. Because since Yaakov Avinu is connected to the third Beit HaMikdash, and the Maharsha says that every Beit Knesset is connected to the third Beit HaMikdash, the keeper, which is Yaakov. So it's Yaakov's function. That's not a coincidence. Yaakov's function is to bring that Kiddushah and drag it Chutz La'aretz. And once he does it once, Ma'ase Abo Siman Lebanim. You shouldn't think, okay, that was one time deal. No, that's it. Once he does it once, so any Beit Knesset you're going to build the Chutz La'aretz, Yaakov Avinu is going to drag the Kiddushah from Beit HaMikdash to that spot over there. You'll get long life from it, and it's going to be considered a Mikdash Me'at. So if you look at the, he set the tone. If you look at the pasuk that we read in Parashat Balak, which we did a lot of Drashot on it this year, when they say, Matobu Halecha Yaakov, Miskenotecha Yisrael, which literally means, you know, how beautiful, Halecha Yaakov, or your tent Yaakov, Miskenotecha Yisrael, in your dwelling Yisrael. So look at the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel on this one. Kama Ya'avan. Ya'avan is pretty. Hinun Batei Midrashechon. It's referring to not the tents of Sam. The Batei Midrash. The Batei Knesset. B'mashkena Dishamesh Behon Ya'akov Abuchon. He says, look at how beautiful the Batei Midrash Dishamesh Behon Yaakov Abuchon that Yaakov Avinu had. Well, we know that out of all the Avot, the only one that refers to Beferush that had a Bet Knesset and a Bet Midrash was Yaakov Avinu. Here it says, we just read he had a Bet Knesset. He moved the Bet Knesset and he prayed. When he went down to Eretz Mitzrayim, he did the same thing. He goes down to Eretz Mitzrayim, what happened? With Yehuda Shalach Lefanav Goshna. He sends him down to Goshen. Why? Lehorot Lefanav. So the Rashi says what? He sent him down in order to go build Bet Talmud. What are you telling me to go build a Bet Talmud? And that's what he did. Yehuda went down to build a yeshiva. That was not stamped to build a yeshiva. This is again Ma'aseh Avot Siman Lebanim. En Torah ke Torah Eretz Yisrael. Ki Mitzion Taseh Torah Ubar Hashem Yerushalayim. We all know that already. That Avirat Eretz Yisrael Machtim. All the sigulot of Eretz Yisrael with the Torah and the learning of Torah is all in Eretz Yisrael. But Yaakov Avinu knows that the Jewish people are not going to be in Eretz Yisrael. For thousands of years they're going to be in exile. So what's going to be with the Torah? What's going to be with all this? So at that moment Yaakov did something else. Yaakov had to drag the Kiddushah, meaning the Chokhmah of Eretz Yisrael, and he had to drag it to Mitzrayim. So that's the Beit Midrash over there. So he did it l'gabei Beit Knesset, he did it l'gabei Beit. So therefore when a person, it's not only Beit Knesset, Beit Midrash as well. When a guy's in the Beit Midrash, as the Dean of Eretz Yisrael, Avirat Eretz Yisrael Machkim, you're in the Beit. As opposed to a guy, you know, studying, I don't know, outside, studying in the bus stop, he's studying in the airport. Okay, that doesn't have a Dean of Eretz Yisrael. But you come to the, so God would come up, so it's like a study at home. You don't study, you go to the Beit Midrash. It's not the same. What's the difference? I have a book, I have a lamp, I have a table. What do I study? No problem. It's the difference. Just like if a guy makes a minyan in his house or makes a minyan in the Bet Knesset, one is you're praying in Chutz La'aretz and one you're praying in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a big difference. You know, one of the guys says, oh, a guy's minyan in his house. So, oh, you have a shul. Oh, sorry, shul's a minyan. Okay, that's my point. That's exactly my point. Why would you give up the sigula of Bet Knesset for a minyan? Minyan and Bet Knesset are not the same, Rabotai. It's a world of difference. One you're praying on Yisroel, and one you're praying in Jerusalem, Temple Mount. It's a big difference. Oh, and now the same thing with learning. That's the reason when it comes to the Bet Knesset. That says, Bet Yugash Alach Lefanav, Lo'orot Lefanav, Goshna. Okay. We explained once, what's not for now. If you remember on the Beras that we explained on Hanukkah. Remember how the way we explained Goshna? Goshna represents the four Galuyot, the Klal Yisrael we're in. There's a famous Bnei Yisachar, the Hanukkah. He talks about Goshna. Goshna, each one of the letters represents another galut. You know, there was the Gimal, which is representing galut aguf, where they were coming after our bodies. And then, the hair, Goshna, the hair was Hakol. That's referring to the galut of Edom, which is a compendium of all the galuyot together. And then the Nun, I think he said, is galut ha-nefesh, or neshama. That's like when they were going after our soul. That's like Hanukkah. They didn't want to go after our bodies. They were going after our soul. So that's galut ha-nefesh. And then what was Sheen over there? Remember what Sheen was? Sheen was another shem of the galuyot. Each one of them represents another galut. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu, when it says in the why did it say Goshna? Let the pasuk say, "Vayudah shalach tanav el Goshen." You know, I mean, Goshna is a complicated word. Goshna means el Goshen or le Goshen. The reason why I wrote Goshna because he was thinking about the four galuyot. Is I'm not building yeshiva in the Tzrayim. I'm building this for Goshna, but this is going to be for the four galuyot that Amish are going to be in when they went to Babel. Rakhamim went with them. When they came to Romney, like we're in now, there's Yeshiva. That's all because of that one yeshiva that they built in. So Yaakov actually is the first Bet Knesset on Sa'aris, and it's the first Bet Midrash officially on Sa'aris, for good reason. And that's what it means over here. Matovu O'alecha Yaakov, the Targum points that out. Kama Ya'avan Ninun Batem Midrashichon, the Maskenad Yishamefon Yaakov Abuchon. וכמה יאהו משכן זמנה את המסר בין הכל המשכנון לעזור חזור לבית ישראל. מה טובו עליך יעקב? Because of the oil of יעקב, משכנותיך ישראל, the Jewish people, and the future generations have a benefit from the oil יעקב. The oil יעקב is a bit midrash. Who benefits from oil יעקב? We benefit. Because with all these כוונות המעשה בו סימן לבנים, he prepared it. Oh, so once that's said over there, we understand clearly that there's an inyan of going to the Bet Knesset, because the Bet Knesset has a din of a Bet Mikdash. It's not Sam a place. It's Kiddushat Bet Mikdash. That's what we call it, by the way. The Bet Mikdash is called Bet Mikdash. What do we call a synagogue? Bet Knesset. The same. We don't call it a Seder. We don't call the synagogue a Har. Interesting that we chose the prefix of the Bet Knesset, connected the third Bet Midrash, which is a Bet. And the same thing with the Bet Midrash. We don't call it a Midrash, we say Bet Midrash, because we want to link the Bet right to the Bet, to Yaakov Avinu, to the Bayit. It's not a Har, it's not a Sadeh. So that's already, the ante has been up immeasurably, that the Kedusha of a synagogue not only gives you long life, but it's already involved in the highest place of the highest kiddush. Now that gives us a proof. The Sefer HaChinuch learned on a pasuk at the end of I don't know where's the end of the pasuk of Yehokotai. Where did it say Umikdashi Tira'u? Doesn't it say that somewhere? End of the Behar. Okay, beautiful. Who said that? Chazak Baruch, Baal Koreh. Anybody know where Bahar is? How would you find Bahar? Oh, here it is. You have to, and my sanctuary you shall reveal. Now I'm reading English here because they don't have to waste time. After the destruction of the temple, this commandment applies to the synagogue and study hall in exile that take place of the sanctuary. Now, which means when it said Mikdashit Yirah, what was it talking about? The Beit HaMikdash. But the Mefarshim are learning that Mikdashit Yirah applies even in this Bangalus to the particular Siyot. But what are you talking about? This is not a Beit HaMikdash. It is a Beit HaMikdash, which is we always thought it's a stretch. You're stretching it. Mikdashit Yirah is a Beit HaMikdash, and they stretched it to say who had been. You have to respect the Beit Knesset. But according to what we learned today, it's not a stretch at all. In Umikdashit Yirah is the Mikdash itself, and could be that's why. Why would the Torah have to start off, it's a bit Otay Teshmoru Umikdashit Yirah? I mean, you don't need to pack two things in one pasuk. It would have been enough to say Umikdashit Yirah. That's worthy of a pasuk on its own, by the way. Umikdashit Yirah has enough meat in that pasuk that you don't need the entree. Why would the Torah juxtapose the two things over there? Either till Jesus came to the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbat, all these laws that come out of it. But according to what we're saying today, it's coming to you like this. Is there any difference between the Shabbat of Eretz Yisrael or the Shabbat of Chutz La'aretz?
No.
There's no difference. That's what the person says, it's Shabbat Otai. Shabbat Otai is plural. Shabbat doesn't change. Shabbat is something that's a constant, whether it's in Chutz La'aretz, it's Shabbat Otai. Whether it's Shabbat Eretz Yisrael or it's Shabbat Otai, it doesn't make a difference. Shabbat is is anybody going to come along and say, the Shabbat of yesteryear was more important than the Shabbat of tomorrow? There's no difference between tomorrow's Shabbat and the Shabbat of 5,000 years ago. It's the same exact Shabbat. That's the Mashal. And now the Torah says, Umikdashit Yirah, with that same template of Shabbat, that's the same thing in the Mikdash. There is no difference between the Mikdash of Yerushalayim to the Mikdash of Chutz La'aretz. It's the same building. It's the same structure. It's the same Kavanah. Just like Shabbat doesn't change throughout the generations, the Torah wanted to give you a clear example that you can see it. It's coming to this morning. And you come along and say, well, Bizman says Shabbat is Madrabanan, Abdul Shalom. It's just as Hayyub Sikila as it was on the first day it was given. Therefore, Umikdashi is a vav. It's connecting the two. What's the connection? It should say, it's a bit of Tayyip Smaru, Mikdashi Tira, Umikdashi. It'll explain, once already you understand it's a bit of Tayyip Smaru, Umikdashi Tira, which is referring to the Beit HaMikdash, which is every bit of Knesset subsequent. It's a constant. It doesn't change throughout the time. So therefore, Rabotai, that's what we talk about Kavod Beit HaKnesset. The Kavod of the Beit HaKnesset, the Kavod of the Beit HaMidrash. When a person talks in the Beit HaKnesset, a person doesn't treat the Beit HaKnesset with the right respect. It's not he's not treating the Beit HaKnesset with the right respect. He's not treating the Beit HaMikdash with the right respect. And therefore, we say, Rabbi Yohanan gave us the great advice. Get up early, go to the Beit HaKnesset, go to the Beit HaMikdash. And just like the Beit HaMikdash, the Satan has no power to come to the Beit HaMikdash. Bilam Mavet HaNetzach. When the Beit HaMikdash is built, when he comes to the Beit HaMikdash, he has no... The Gemara says, if the Satan is compared to a rock, I'm going to tell you, I do it now. If the Satan is compared to a rock, it'll disappear. It'll dissipate. How can that happen? When you go to the Beit HaMikdash. When you go to the Beit HaMikdash, it's both. It's both. Midrash and Beit Knesset are the same. The Gemara says in Megillah, Atidin Batei Knesset u Batei Midrashot. So it's both. Now, You know, because today we build synagogues, we build them as a Beit Midrash, primarily. Because we learn in them, and we also pray in them. Don't think the Beit Midrash is the same thing. And Yaakov did both. Yaakov moved both. So you don't have to worry, we have Ra'ayot for both. We have Ra'ayot, the covet for both. But what's the Inyan? So we explained that when you come to the Beit Knesset, the Beit Midrash, the Beit Midrash, you're already in the future. This is the futuristic place. Zohar HaKadosh writes, how did this area get destined to become a Beit Knesset? So everybody loves to tell the history. Oh, Jack Mamiya and this guy, Saul Krayim and Albert D. Sutton and Abe Kassin, 200 years ago, they decided to build a building. They found this plot and they bought it. We all know the history of our synagogue. Everybody knows the history. And if you don't know the history of this, then we know the history of our synagogue. In Brooklyn, we saw property, the guy sold it to us, the guy next door had a good time with us also, and we ended up buying, everybody knows the history of how synagogues were bought. Everybody knows how Ralph Tower bought Turnberry, Alav Shalom. You know, when they laughed at him, he said, no problem, I do. So he paid it out of his own pocket, $600,000, he bought the property. So when he built the synagogue, there's an overpass over here. Who's going to want to go to a synagogue under a Lehman Causeway? Okay, no problem. You people will get, one day will understand what they're talking, and now you can get a seat in the place. We all know the history, but the Zohar Kadosh says, no, that's not there. That's an afterthought. The Zohar Kadosh says that when the Babylonians destroyed the first Beit HaMikdash, and probably the second Beit HaMikdash as well by the Romans, it says, so they pulverized it. They didn't just, knock the walls down. They pulverized it. It became Ada Yisodba, exactly. Aru Ada Yisodba, to the foundation. Nothing left. It was burnt. So it's all those particles, those particles of dust of the Beit HaMikdash, they flew all over the world. And the Zohar Kadosh says, wherever one of those particles landed, that becomes earmarked for Beit Knesset. The zoning board in Shamayim already, but to act, this is taken, this property is taken already, it's a zone for a Beit Knesset, will not be able to, and you cannot get around it. If the spot has a pebble of the temple. I was in Skokie, Illinois. Skokie, Chicago. So I had to give a derash over there. So we get to this Beit Knesset. It's an incredible Beit Knesset. It's incredible Beit Knesset. Beautiful Beit Knesset. And right next to Beit Knesset is a beautiful park. I said, where's the Beit Knesset? What park is this? This is the park. It belongs to the town. But I never saw it. It looks like it's the shoes park. It's right next. Well, we use it, the kids during this, but that's not what happened. He says, we had a guy in Skokie, which is known for anti-Semites, the Skokie, the Ku Klux Klan, all those guys. There was a guy that lived on this property over here. And we were trying to buy it for a Beit Knesset. And he says, I will not sell this to the Beit Knesset. And to Azdan, he donated the property to the town to build a public park. Just so the Jews won't build the Beit Knesset. Okay. So they built an unbelievable park. He died. They bought the house next door. They built the Beit Knesset. Now they got a park. Now it's a free park. The guy's turning over in his grave. They got a beautiful, there's not a nicer ground than this park over there. So the guy ended up enhancing the Beit Knesset. He tried to ask him, why? Because that rock landed over there. So you could block it, you could argue, you could take it to court and all that, but if the rock landed there, you're going to build the Beit Knesset. You have nothing to do. You cannot build anything whole on that spot over there. It's got to be built the Beit Knesset. But now we understand why. Because since every Makom Kadosh has the deen of a Beit Mikdash, so now we're learning there's actually a physical piece of the Beit Mikdash that's in the ground. That if you would get some type of excavator to dig in the ground over in the shul, and he has special equipment, he'll tell you, here it is. This piece of dirt is not from 2016. We did all the evolution. It's from 5,000 years ago from Jerusalem. We did all the study of it. Now find you, this is the spot. Every spot has that we took. Now, so that's all that makes sense according to this as well. Anyway, the last point we wanted to say, then the time is short, we have to go. End of Shabbat. So the last point we said was, that when you go into the Beit HaMikdash, or the Beit HaMidrash especially, it says the Satan has no power. And the Gemara's language is in Ebenu, if he's a rock, Nimoah, gone. So I once brought a proof to this. Why did the Gemara give that mashal? That if the Yetzer Hara is a rock, he disappears. That means the Torah, when you come to Bet Knesset and you learn Torah, or Bet Midrash and learn Torah, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, Lehavdil, remember the wicked witch of the West, when you put water on the wicked witch, I have to talk your language about that. I don't have to talk, I don't need this mashal. But some guys need the mashal. Joe, you remember the wicked witch of the West? They poured water on us and I'm melting? He's laughing like he doesn't know it, don't you? Of course you know it. You saw it last night, you don't know it. So now, what happens over here, so I wrote it ayah, that the Torah is able to take the Yetzer as a rock and dissipate. Ask yourself a question. When we got the tablets, the Luchot, Har Sinai, what were they made out of the tablets? Stone. The Gemara says something very interesting. That when they wrote the words on the tablets, they wrote them through and throughout. So you can see them. Now, why would you need that miracle? That's an unnecessary miracle. When you etch something on a stone, you don't etch it through the stone. You etch it 2-3 inches in, and it's bullet, and it's, you know, it stands out. That's fine. But once you're going to be etching through the stone, now a lot of letters you need it to stand. Doesn't have a place to stand. The mem and the samech, for example, those two letters, it's a square. Now, if you're going to make it through and through, the middle's going to fall out. You don't see a letter. You understand what I'm saying? The Gemara says, mem the samech shebeluchot benes hayomdim.
Right.
Why would God do that? Why make it again? God doesn't. Gemara Zohar, en hakadosh baruch hu oseh nes lemagana. God does not do a miracle for no reason. Miracles have to have a lesson behind it. So we explained it like this. Because the Gemara saying comes out according to this. Where was the Torah? Where the Torah was, there was no stone. Where the Eben was of the Luchot, where the Torah was, it was not Eben. In Eben Huni Moah, the source of this concept that the Torah is able to break the rock is from here. Where did you see the rock of the Ten Commandments? Where there was not Torah. The part that there was not Torah, the rock remained. But where the Torah was, it went through the rock to show you that Torah dissipates the Eden. And who's the rock? The Yetzer Hara. And what's the Yetzer Hara's name? The Samech Men. Man, the Samech Shebeluchot Benes Hayomdim. That's got those two letters that's coming to tell you. That the Mem and the Samech Mem, those two letters of the Luchot, that's the Nes over here. That he has no power. Where is the Torah going to be? The Samech and the Mem cannot, the Benes Hayomdim, they have no, it's a miracle that they're able to stand after the Torah gets them, so to speak. So therefore, Samech Mem, there's not Sam, those two letters. Remember Samech Mem. Uncle Sam, the tax collector. So you see over here what? You see over here that when you bring the yourself to the Beit Midrash and you start learning Torah like we're doing, you're drilling a hole through the Luchot, the Eben is the Moah, the Mem is the... So therefore, Rabbi Yohanan's right. You get up early to the Shul, to the Beit Midrash, you stay late, there's no Samech Mem. It's gone. And therefore, the people live a long life, and that's what it means the parasha leman yirbu yimechem v'yimebenechem al ha'adama. And that's what Yohanan said. Kadimu ve'achitu haynu de'ahanya lehu. Baruch Hashem.